believe that everybody has a value as a person. This will change if we move to a privatised healthcare system in this country.
In 2008, the winter of 2008, there was the norovirus epidemic, the vomiting virus. At the Lister Hospital in Stevenage, three wards had to be closed because they needed to sterilise and clean the wards so that the wards could be reopened. During that time, the QE2 took the pressure of the number of cases in the epidemic locally. What would happen if we didn't have the QE2?
I think that the area is quite large, well, in Hatfield, and it should have its own hospital.
I'm angry that the government thinks that they can destroy parts of the NHS. The NHS was fought for by workers after the Second World War, and it belongs to the working class people. Our present condemned government, which is partly full of millionaires who can access any free health when they want to, any private health service, they are making decisions about people's lives. And I'm angry because it's what we're entitled to, and it's just part of the general cuts that the government are carrying out against working people and trying to drive us back to the standards of the 1930s, and we should protest against that.
The population in Hatfield at this point of time is growing. Instead of increasing the facilities, you're trying to relocate the facilities to Stevenage. If you consider the importance of emergency services, I mean A&E services, accidents and emergency services, what the impact of the distance and all those things, it is a big drawback for people in here. I mean, at this point of time, we need more services for people. And that's what public health is about. That's what health services is about. You can't cut these frontline services. Or actually insist the improvement of services, enhancement of services, rather than taking back the services. That's it.